Welcome to Cabronas y Chingonas, a podcast where we talk about queer and Latinx topics such as
Penelope for one day at a time,
Schneider,
Lydia,
Alex.
They all should have been gay.
Literally, they didn't even have to be for me to be relating to them. And that's really rare, right? Like, I think you and I can both agree that we kind of have grown up watching a lot of straight people and not completely connecting. But this show is different.
It is. I think it's unique in that it allows us to, like, see, like, Latinx families and Schneider as, like, this family unit. And you don't have to be queer to relate, you know. That's just a testament to the writing of the show.
And to the amazing characters and the amazing world that they created. So here's to one day at a time. Not yet.
Pour one out. I know we're coming back with stuff.
Okay. Not RIP yet. Okay. Okay. Well, let's get right into it. Yeah. What up, cabrona?
What's poppin', chingona?
It's a fight. So, I mean, is this anything new? Like, aren't Latinos and people of color and queer people, we're just always fucking fighting for something?
We stay fighting for something, but for those of you that don't know, I mean, if you know, come on, it's us. But One Day at a Time has been canceled by Netflix, so we are now dealing with that.
We are, and I think it only took a couple of hours of it announcing it for us to make the decision to make yet another One Day at a Time episode. But it's just so important, and like we had to do our part, and I feel like this is just one way for us to try to get the word out and tell them the creators and everybody that took part in One Day at a Time how much they mean.
Oh my god, yes. Save ODAT, like, hashtag the fuck out of this, you guys, on Twitter, because apparently they're still in talks with other networks. Maybe we're really fighting for it to get picked up by a different network. Hopefully NBC, they picked up Brooklyn Nine-Nine, who knows if maybe, hopefully they can pick this up, but we're going to keep fighting until we don't know when.
Yeah, so basically from what I've read, the current issue is that they can't be picked up by other streaming type of services, other services like Netflix, but they still have a chance of being a regular like broadcast television shows, such as on CBS, like Black-ish, where it's a week-to-week thing, but it's not necessarily a streaming thing, which is, I think, like CBS All Access. I think they tried to strike some sort of deal that didn't happen because of that clause with Netflix. So there's hope in the big four.
There's still hope. Yeah, there, and we're gonna keep fighting, and that's why we're dedicating this entire episode to One Day at a Time, because it's ridiculous at this point. Like, I think you were saying off the podcast
what was Netflix's excuse for canceling this show? Tell us what was their excuse.
Yeah, definitely. I don't have a feeling that it was ratings. Like, honestly, that same day was the same day like an Avengers in-game trailer came out, and yet One Day at a Time was still trending higher than that on Twitter. So worldwide it was trending higher than fucking Avengers. So what is their excuse, honestly?
Their excuse they can't was say- that not enough mm-hmm. people were watching it,
and yet I call, you know, bullshit. What's fun, yeah, and it is bullshit, because like they, and it's really just the way they choose to like maybe market themselves, their PR or whatever, because they had this whole thing, Netflix, their whole idea was that, oh, we're better than television because we're giving everybody the diversity that they actually want, and you know, we're not falling to the same standards as television, we're gonna do things different, blah blah blah, I'm not like your old bae, I'm a different bae, you know, like fuckboy shit. So I just like, don't they just sound like some tired like ex that's like, no, I'll never hurt you, I swear I'm not like the other guys,
they, or the other women. Right, they literally just self-bragged a whole bunch about their diversity and stuff like that. They even changed their little intro page to all the colors in the spectrum and all this other stuff to show off about it. But I'm like, what are you doing right now? There's literally nothing like One Day at a Time out there. Like, nothing.
And, you know, another thing that it's off of Netflix, kind of veering away from that, is that I did notice that there weren't a lot of other Latinx people watching it. There was a lot of people on the internet. There's a lot of people that watch it. I'm not saying that. I'm talking about, like, the minority that don't watch it. Because there's a lot of people I know that I told about the show, and then they were like, oh, that's cool or whatever. I'm not interested. And I think we have to also talk about, like, the reality that there are never, like, Latinx shows, sitcoms, you know? And everything, I think, modern-day Latinx people, I don't know if they're ready for it at the same time, because we're fucking... Narcos got, like, how many seasons? You know? And I hear everyone talk about Narcos, and it's really fucking upsetting and annoying that, like, I hear Latinx people, you know, placing this show up when it's just, like, reinforcing all of these stereotypes. And I just, you know, I don't know if we're ready for nuance. I know I am, but I don't know if, like, the average Latinx person is ready for that kind of nuance yet. And I don't know if, like, white people are ready to see a nuance in a sitcom. You know, like, we might have Blackish, we might have Fresh Off the Boat, and yet Latinx shows continue to get canceled, like Cristela, like Brooklyn Nine-Nine almost got canceled. And I just don't understand why people cannot see the humanity in, like, Latinx people. You know, like, I'm still really upset about that. Like, where, why can people not see the humanity in us yet? Our entire existence, we've seen the humanity in literally everyone else. You know, you don't have to be Latinx to enjoy, like, Blackish. You don't have to be Black, excuse me. You don't have to be Asian to enjoy Fresh Off the Boat. So I'm just, I'm annoyed.
So there's, yeah, that's where I was looking at it from that perspective, more so, like, the thing that I think came to my mind when this happened was that not just Latinos aren't watching Latino shows. For me, it was like it's white people and it's white audiences that keep shows alive. Like, it's their voices that are the most valued in these cases. And I think there's been a lot of articles and news that, and even whole episodes that have been blocked from Blackish, for example, because they would ostracize white people. So really, that's what's happening here, is that they're catering to white audiences, and white audiences, quite frankly, are probably what are keeping Narcos going. So
and not just that, like, I was comparing it to anything, you know, like, Latinx people, I don't know what we're ready for, because the reality is that supporting shows made by other Latinx folk is work. It's labor. What me and you do is labor. Like, us putting forth the effort to make space for, like, for Latinx creators, for Afro-Latinx creators, for people of color creators. Like, it's work. It's not just, like, us waking up and going, we're going to watch what everyone else is watching. No, it's, like, we are searching for it and we're finding it for
because
people.
Netflix isn't marketing it, yeah.
They're not marketing it. We have to be in there searching for it. Like, Mosquito and Muddy's not marketed anywhere. Like, it's there because we fucking fight for it, you know? And I'm just so annoyed because, like, Latinx people, shout out to On My Block. It is a really good show and it's really well written, but it's also, like, made and created by, like, a white woman. And so when are we ready to tell our own stories? You know, like, you see, I mean, I want to tell our own stories. I don't think that's, like, a difficult thing to want. I don't think that's excessive. And here we have something, you know, that's told by us, you know, FUBU, for us, by us. I know that's not for us, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, which, side note, I think On My Block is co-created by a white woman and then a Latino, but your point still stands, because look at Jane the Virgin, you know, and the spinoff of it, and Charmed for God's sakes. Like, so your point stands, yeah, like, you know, and that goes back to the point that I was making earlier, to where it's definitely made easily enough consumed by white audiences, and that's what's their saving grace. So without further ado, and speaking of, you know, if you don't want Cabronas y Chingonas to get canceled, maybe go rate us on iTunes so that big iTunes doesn't cancel us and say that not enough people were subscribed and rating 5 stars.
Save fucking Cabronas y Chingonas.
save one at a time first. There's so much more for it. Okay.
Oh, anyways. God, please do. That was a joke, guys. Save one day at a time.
Save ODAAT. Hashtag the fuck out of your shit. Okay. That actually does help. That's what helped Brooklyn Nine-Nine find a new home on NBC. So go do that shit today, right now. Okay. So yeah. Today's episode, I thought that we have talked a lot about One Day at a Time, and we've had Michelle on a couple episodes ago to talk about One Day at a Time. She's a writer on the show, and I think it's time for us to let everybody else have a little bit of, not everybody else, but we have some other people talk about what One Day at a Time means to them, and have them tell you. And maybe if like somebody from One Day at a Time is listening, like, this is how many people, you know, or these are just a few people that we were able to scrounge up over like a couple of days to talk about.
And
this,
even that is pretty diverse. Like, even the people that are just like in this and Cabronas y Chingonas, like, they're pretty diverse. So it's a group of diverse folk, different age ranges, different ethnicities. It was really beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you introduce the first on our list, Mama Cabrona.
Oh, yeah. So, shout out to my mom. We're going to have Mama Cabrona on and hear a little bit about what she reflected on the show and what it meant to her and what she related to as being, you know, an abuela herself now. So I thought it was pretty cool.
My name is Albertina Mesa, and I'm from Dallas, Texas.
So I brought you here today to ask you, as we know, One Day at a Time got canceled.
I just found out.
You just found out? Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, this, it happened all over again. It's what they do with the shows that the Latinos involved this maybe a season, and they're over. They cancel, and they get some crazy show that is no funny, that is not good, but they put it on anyway.
Mm. What would you compare this to? Because it feels like it's a reminder of something else.
It's Cristela all over again. You know, that's, it's a show that represents Latinos. It is, you know, it doesn't have to be Cuban or it doesn't have to be Puerto Rican. It's just Latinos in general. And it doesn't fit the format. It doesn't fit the image that they have with the Latinos. They're just canceling. That's over. They don't really, we don't have representation. We don't have anybody who really represents what we are and what we, everyday life. And this kind of sad, but you know, it's all over again. And it doesn't matter how good the shows are, how funny they are, how many people they watch it, because I'm sure it's a lot of people watching it, and they just do whatever they want to know. It's not really about the readings, it's just what they decide to do. It's a Latino show, so that's my way of thinking.
What was one thing you liked about the show?
Well, I like everything. I like especially Rita Moreno. You know, her character is a lot of Latinas. I know a lot of Latinas like that. So, you know, it represents a household, you know, the grandmother. It is really the heart of the family. Maybe it's not what they think Latina is supposed to be, but it is what it is. It's the way it is. It's not, the Latinas are not sitting in a corner, the grandmother sitting in a corner, wrap her head around with a rebozo. That's, it doesn't exist, not even in Mexico and or South America or anything like that. Those images are far gone for reality.
Did you feel represented by Abuela's character?
Of course, in a lot of ways. No, I'm not exactly like her, but in a lot of ways, it represents me. It represents a lot of mothers, grandmothers.
You're a grandma now.
I am a grandma now. I don't have the older grandkids, but you know, a grandmother is like that. You know, you love your grandkids. You're spoiling, and you can tell them you're doing wrong. And she has a, in her character, she has a blessing to live with her grandkids. That's a blessing. But you know, a lot of grandmothers live with the grandkids. A lot of grandmothers have a lot of influence on the grandkids growing up. But that's the Latino way. So I feel represented, and I feel represents my heritage. So A lot of things are not like I am, but a lot of things are like my way.
Like what?
Well, you know, the way that I grew up. You know, the grandmother is the know-it-all. Even when the daughter might say no, but they always go back to the mother. So it's the heart of everything. It's the center of everything.
So you felt like it accurately represented like a Latinx family having the mother as the matriarch?
Yeah. It's the Latino way is, you know, the man has the wears the pants, but the woman is the one who has the heart and really is the rock of the family. Is what, like my mother used to say, you know, my father says, I'm wearing the pants. And my mother says, yes, but I'm telling you which one to wear. That's the way it is. The Latinas are like that, you know. Sometimes the men decide something, but they don't know that somebody is whispering in the ear, and that's the mother, it's the grandmother, which is the heart of everything. So my grandmother was a little bitty lady, but she was a strong mother. She was a strong grandmother, and everybody, even my uncles and my mother, used to live out of town, 8 hours away, but they used to come and spend the summers, and any time that they come, we have to be with the grandmother because she was the heart. Everybody followed the grandmother, and she knows everything, and she have solution for everything.
Well, thanks, Mommy. Appreciate it.
Peace
out.
Peace out. You know, the public representation at Latino shows, they do it again, and they probably put another Latino show sometime in the future, and they're going to do it again. So if we don't speak up and we don't say something, it's going to happen again. So go on the internet.
Shout out to my mom. And now we're going to have my bae, my boo, my love. Glow's gonna say a little bit of her two cents in there, and yeah, here she goes.
Mostly for Netflix, but you know,
she's a little angry. Yeah,
she should. This be. Is how we're all feeling inside. So there it goes.
So Netflix, how do you cancel a show like one day at a time? A show with the legendary Rita Moreno, Justina Machado, Isabella Gomez. How, especially with all the important topics that were discussed in this show, primarily those are the reasons why the show means a lot to me, because of all those important conversations that were discussed throughout the three seasons. Being a queer Latina and hearing all these conversations in a show, a sitcom, discuss like queerness, being non-binary, toxic masculinity, anxiety, colorism, portraying the difference between perspectives in generations between Abuela, the mom, and Isabella, and especially seeing how the show brought in queer writers and gave opportunity to our people to tell our stories through our own lens. So fuck you, Netflix and NBC, I'm rooting for you.
So speaking of people that are angry of Netflix...
Our next person is someone we love deeply, Denzel Williams, all the way from Honolulu, all the way from Hawaii. So,
and one of our favorite freaking Patreon supporters. You're the best.
Yeah, honestly. And I love what he says, too. So this is going to be fun.
I've been trying to figure out how to put into words how I feel about One Day at a Time getting canceled. And it's really hard because it's a great show, great cast, great writing, great storyline. Like, everything about this show was right. The only thing that apparently wasn't right to Netflix was that it's not enough white people. Because I just don't understand how we can pay $100 million to renew Friends, or bullshit shows like 13 Reasons Why can get renewed. And we can do stupid-ass shit like Ultimate Beastmaster, but... A show that actually has a vibrant cast with relevant storylines that doesn't shy away from the hard topics that get canceled, and I just don't understand. Hopefully, they can save ODOT, or Odette. I don't know how people are pronouncing this, but you know what I mean. Hopefully they can save it. Why do I like the show? Let's see. So my favorite character is Abuelita, obviously. And it took me 3 seasons to realize why. Because Abuelita and Alex are me and my grand-grand. That is us. In my grand-grand's eyes, I can do no wrong. But she's still going to give me the harsh truth about it. Yeah, that's all I got.
So next we have a really heartwarming story from another Patreon supporter named Marimar.
Oh my god, it was so heartwarming, dude. Like, I legit, like, I felt tears in my soul, you know, listening to this. And I think it sums up how we feel as well. As my relationship to my own mother was expressed a lot in this, and I thought that was really beautiful. So, shout out to you, Marimar.
Hey, CYC. So, I'm just recording in about what One Day at a Time meant for me. One Day at a Time provided a space in a funny and accessible way to talk to my mom about my queerness, and that is one of the most special things in the world. Coming out to her was the hardest thing I've ever done, and it really fractured our relationship when I was in my late teens. Now I'm back home after 9-10 years, and the show really helped me put that relationship back together. I put on the TV one day, and my mom recognized Rita Moreno, because it's Rita Moreno, and Justina Machado from Jane the Virgin, which we had been watching for a couple of weeks. So she sat down to watch this show with me. The show really jived with her because she saw a single mom, a nurse, 2 kids. One was a jock and one was a super nerd like me. And abuela, just like my mommy, on TV for the first time. She saw our family completely represented on TV. So I was nervous for her to see the coming out episode, because she's always like, oh, you're watching another gay show. But this one was a little bit different. When she sees Lydia processing Elena's coming out, and she says the whole thing about the Pope and God, she finally got it. Suddenly, all that energy she had been putting into hating my queerness over the last 10 years went away, and I didn't know what to do. It was really strange. But it really did help us get close. Now that we're adults, she gets a lot of what I do, or at least she saw it on TV, like the Comic Cons, the activism, the anxiety and how that's portrayed, like, and how that takes over, like my life when I get an anxiety attack. It also helped her reflect on her own parenting. No, the show isn't perfect, and neither are families, and that's okay, but it did help us have important conversations with the rest of her family, and I really fear not having another show that provides that opportunity again. This show has been my favorite the last few years, and I have shared that all over the place. I even tell my students, and I get them all into it, and they get all excited about it, and it will always have a special place in my heart. I mean, come on, I even have my new truck, and I named her Scarlet Sunrise because of the show. All right, y'all, have a good one, and let's save One Day at a Time. Let's hope a network picks it up, because it's a really important show.
So this next one is from yet another amazing Patreon supporter and pastor and TV lover.
Chrissy Cataldo? Cataldo?
Mm-hmm. I said it right. You can just say Chrissy.
Or just Chrissy. Yeah, our homie. It was really, really beautiful, you guys. This is really, really special, and
Without further ado,
yeah.
Hi, CYC Podcast. This is Chrissy. I was just sending you a voice memo about One Day at a Time. You all were the second people I contacted about it after I heard it got canceled. The first, I called my wife, because it's a show that we really love. It's a show that's brought a lot of joy in our lives these last couple years that it's been on. Sometimes when I talk about the show, I'm talking about like the smart things that I think it does, the representation of queer folks, of religious folks that I think is really powerful, the ways they talk about addiction and mental health that I think few shows manage to do as well. But that makes it sound like the show is homework. And I don't watch the show because it's homework. I watch the show because it's joyful and it's like funnier versions of people I could know, of families I might know. In some ways, it seems like bits of my family. Like, my sister has told me what it's like when she has to call the VA on behalf of her husband, and it's an all-day ordeal. And I've not seen many TV shows that show that the way that One Day at a Time did in the first season. It's a show where women really care for each other. Not just the women in the family and Alex, who's learning how to be a good man, but this therapy group where it is all these women who aren't being pitted against each other the way so many shows do. They're there for each other and taking care of each other. That matters as much as other kinds of representation on the show do. Maite, I think I've talked to you before about how I appreciate that these people are religious in a way. This family is religious in a way that is familiar to me. They're having conversations about what it means to practice a faith, what it means, if they're even, when Lupe and Lydia were talking about, Lupe may not even believe in God, but also being respectful of one another's beliefs as far as they can. I appreciate that the priest is a good priest, and when he's helping Lydia take care of Lupe in season two, and the episode where Lupe goes off her meds, he gives good advice, and he's thoughtful. I also appreciate that this is a Catholic church, a Catholic school that doesn't give the queer kids a hard time about having a GSA. The show's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but it shows the best possible version, I think, of a family that's trying hard to get it right and that makes mistakes and still loves each other and tries to take care of each other. So that's why I think it needs to stay on the air, because it's not just smart, but it's fun. And it shows us a way to joyfully care for one another and appreciate one another. And the jokes are solid every time. So thanks for the opportunity to share what I love about the show and for being there when I need to yell about TV to somebody. All right. Good luck with the special emergency podcast.
All right, so next we have a couple of people that you've heard before on the podcast.
Yeah, we have Daniel Luna, our homeboy from Functional Series, the creator, the writer.
Yeah, and I was lucky enough to do a face-to-face interview with him as well as his co-star. So yeah, you're going to hear a little bit of me in these because I was face-to-face with them and I was, you know, leading them in the conversation a little bit. We'll go ahead and we'll play those back-to-back. So they're both creative people who have worked together on Functional Series. So here you go.
Hello, hello. My name is Daniel Luna. I am originally from Denver, Colorado, now living in Los Angeles, California.
All right, Daniel, and tell me, what does or did One Day at a Time mean to you?
Well, this show, there's definitely two moments that are really in the top of my books. From the show, I feel like it was a conversation starter with anyone that I would watch it with. I remember watching it with my roommate. I remember watching it with my family back home. And there were just certain episodes that it just opened a conversation that you wouldn't really normally have. As silly as it sounds, the first couple times I was able to kind of start talking to my mom just recently about my sexuality was watching Elena's transition or Elena's, you know, coming out experience with hers. The one episode that, like, I think caught everyone's attention back home was the Quinceañera episode at the end of season one, which was, the song by Julio Iglesias, Niña Mujer, like, that was already, like, everyone was already in tears without the context. But at the end of that episode, I remember rewatching with my mom and my sister, like, they were both in tears, just kind of crying and understanding what it means to come out. But it also spoke to them. It was also a moment of them, because they also come from a family of women raising children, so it was such an amazing thing to kind of talk about. And then back here, I remember my roommate and I would like watch these episodes, and we're from two different backgrounds, but still living in the same situation where I remember season two, when that episode came out, when they were talking about colorism, you know, within the Latin community, it was something that spoke to both of us because it's, you know, we come from different backgrounds, but we still kind of can speak for, you know, the differences people from our skin tone or differences that we kind of see with other people living here in the United States. So, I mean, the best thing a show can do is ever just, as always, just starting a conversation, and that's what One Day at a Time did with every episode. So I'm very grateful for that.
Do you think that there's anything from the show that inspired you in making your own web series, which is functional series?
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, with the series that's coming out right now, One Day at a Time was definitely on the top of my list when I was writing this series, along with a lot of other shows. I mean, I think, as everyone can relate, is that when a show like this comes out, it's very, very few that we cling on to and we are seen for the first time. So my main goal for Functional was always, you know, I wanted to tell my story, and if I can ultimately inspire just one person to write their own, then, you know, I think that's what creating is, that's what a good story is, and that's definitely what One Day at a Time is. So as hard as it is to see it go, or fingers crossed it's going to go somewhere else, it definitely was a big inspiration to kind of see it and know that we're not the only ones, and know that we're not the only stories that are being hidden away. So with Functional, that's definitely been a lot of, or a huge part or thanks that Functional is being created right now at the moment.
What's up? My name is Liz Perez. I am from all of the suburbs of Los Angeles here in Cali.
All right, Liz, and what does One Day at a Time mean to you?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it just reminds me of my childhood. Like, my mom was a single parent. My cat's now sniffing the recorder, but he's cool. Don't worry about it. It honestly reminds me of my mom and, like, my family dynamic and Penelope's character specifically. You know, to me, even today, my mom is kind of this mysterious being, and she doesn't show emotion that often. And it's kind of like the opposite of Penelope's character, where she sort of wears her emotions on her sleeve, but she's also dealing with her own things that we get to see sort of behind the scenes of her being still a human being aside from just being a parent. And I always wonder, you know, did my mom go through any of that stuff? Did she have to deal with it and, like, not tell us about it? But then also at the same time, she's still kicking ass and raising two kids. And that was my mom. You know, my sister and I were not perfect by any means, but I think she did a really great job with what she had. And I think it's really amazing to see that portrayed on television. Like, a family, a single parent family, is actually doing very well. And, like, Penelope's moving on in her career and she's doing well, and her kids, you know, they're going through stuff too. But it's just a very positive portrayal of that family dynamic. And that's something that I felt seen by that, but also it makes me question my own family dynamic and what my family has gone through, if that makes sense.
What about as an actress? Do you think it has given you any inspiration?
Oh, Justina Machado is, like, she's amazing. She's, just watching her perform is a masterclass in acting. She can just flip from being super serious or being angry to making that a comedic moment, right? Because it's a multicam comedy. And I think that those are just it's just a really hard genre to pull off and do well. So Justina is, like, she is just up here for me. Her performances are just super inspiring. And I think she really embodies just the 360 dynamic of being a parent. You know, I'm not a parent myself, but again, just, like, going back to what my mom went through and how she took care of us, it just really takes me back to that.
Justina Machado is, like, what makes me believe God is a woman.
Oh my gosh, she's amazing. Like, even just, and she is that, it feels like, all the time. When we saw her at the screening at the LA LGBT Center, she was still just this vibrance, this energy up there. And it's so amazing to just watch. And she's been in the industry for a long time. And now, you know, she's becoming that household name, and it's just really cool to watch her career progress.
We need a season 3 so that we can see her actually progress and keep going.
I know. I'm just, damn it, someone pick it up, please, because we need more of this family. We need more of this positive representation of Latinx families and different, you know, sexual orientations and all this stuff. I mean, One Day at a Time is so awesome in that it consciously explores these different topics that other shows just don't. They just shy away from. My cat has something to say. He just keeps, One Day at a Time, it's amazing. Pick it up, season 4. Thank you.
So coming in with the hot take as always, and, you know, is Pablito from Latinos Who's Lunch? Like, he thinks of things in a very different way for many reasons, because of his work, because of who he is as a person. And I think it's great to have different opinions. So I'm excited to play this one for you.
Yeah, it's definitely like a different, it's a unique take. And it's honestly, it's great. I love it. There's no wrong take.
Yes.
Hello, audience of Cabronas y Chingonas. This is Babelito from Latinos Who Lunch. So many feelings. So One Day at a Time has been a really important show, not only for Latinos Who Lunch, but also for all Latinx kids around. I remember hearing the first review of this show and Cabronas y Chingonas, and I got my life. So I had to watch. And I started watching, and just because my job is to hate everything, I was expecting to hating it. 6 episodes later, I was so into it. It was so interesting. It almost felt like the show knew it was not going to last. So every episode was packed with a type of representation and the type of information and themes that we've been craving for a long time. In one episode, they talked about depression and taking antidepressants. In another episode, they talk about quinceañeras. In another episode, addressing the queerness of the daughter, and so on and so on and so on. I always joked and said that every episode could be a whole entire season, because this is the kind of representation and media that we need. However, it's not. I am not surprised at all that it got canceled. I was expecting this to happen. The best things happen this way. I always think of my advisor, Kirsten. When Selma lost the Academy Award, she said, it's too good for an Academy Award. So One Day at a Time is a little bit like that. It's too good to be on the air. It has too many good ideas. Sometimes they were executed in a beautiful way. Sometimes they were not. Nobody's perfect. It had its problematic moments. But what they were trying to accomplish, it's something that hopefully other shows will follow. So am I sad that it got canceled? No. Am I happy that it got canceled? Tampoco. But this show has created a precedent for the type of media and the type of information we need. We need a whole season just addressing the queerness of the daughter. We need a whole season just on depression. We need a whole season on the pressure that Latinx kids feel when they want or not want to have their quinceañeras, on the patriarchy. So for that, I think we should all go back, watch every episode like that, like if it was its own season, and think about the type of things that we can do to continue this sort of representation outside of Netflix. Because I'm telling you, Netflix is creating a monopoly and it's getting dangerous. So for all of you content makers, take a note, start creating your own stuff, and hopefully we won't have to rely on those big ass companies to do the things that we need. I love you, everybody. Thank you, Maite. Thank you, Fray Papita, for allowing me to again be on your space. And have a wonderful day. And all signed out.
And now, his wonderful counterpart on Latinos Who Lunch, Fabi Fav, coming in with the hot takes.
Hot takes forever. And I remember I know exactly what he felt season 1, episode 1.
How far he's come.
Yes.
Hi, Maite. Hi, Fried Papita. It's Favi Fa from Latinos Who Lunch and the Art People Podcast. So, One Day at a Time is being canceled, and it's sad. I just finished watching the third season, and yeah, it was one of the only shows that was in this, like, you know, classic sitcom format with a live audience. You know, a lot of people didn't like the laugh track, but I just thought it was nice to have something so classic with a, you know, contemporary Latinx family, Cuban family in LA. There was really no show like it. So it's sad to see it go. Hopefully, I don't know, maybe if we all rally together, the show might be picked up another season. Who knows, right? So I have been just playing it in the background on all my devices for the last, like, 2 or 3 days. You know, just to give them a little boost. It's probably too late, but, you know, it's... My mom and I would really bond over TV shows. So having a show like this that I could share with my mom and, like, you know, have them covering such sensitive topics in terms of sexuality, identity, politics, for them to put it in a nice format like that. A lot of times maybe it wasn't believable, but it was a great conversation starter. So I really appreciated the show for that matter. And because, ¿cómo se llama? Justine Machada. She can cry at the drop of a hat. She's an amazing actor. Okay. Anyway, I gotta go. I gotta go eat. Okay. Bye.
And next we have Yvonne Marquez, an amazing writer, creator as well. And she has such an amazing point of view, and I love what she said about anxiety, so it's coming to you hot, y'all. It's coming to you hot.
Hi, my name is Yvonne Marquez, and I'm a writer and editor based in Dallas, Texas. The cancellation of One Day at a Time has been, like, super devastating for Latinx representation on TV. The show was a really great sitcom that tackled so many topics, including mental health, coming out, sexuality, gender, racism, and veterans issues. It was super smart, tactful, but also really, really funny when handling these subjects, which is tricky to balance on a show like it. And as far as LGBT Latinx representation on TV, there are only a handful of characters to choose from, and even fewer queer Latina characters. I strongly connected with Elena because, like her, I was a nerdy teen grappling with my sexuality, and seeing that on TV was something I didn't know I needed. And now, as a queer adult, I connect with her because I understand her feminist rants and anger toward an unjust world. Elena's coming out storyline was a breath of fresh air because it wasn't straightforward. It was a nuanced story with depth. For example, although Penelope accepted Elena, she still had some worries and questions as a parent, which I think is a realistic depiction and something that we needed to show on TV. Although my heart is forever connected to LGBT storylines, I felt really seen by Penelope and her struggles with anxiety and depression. Her scenes were some of the best parts of the show. Mental health is necessary to talk about and normalize within the Latinx community because oftentimes it's brushed off or seen as something you just need to get over or something that our community doesn't get help for. And I mean, those are just a couple of things that I loved about One Day at a Time, and I'm super sad that it's not coming back to Netflix, but hopefully it'll find a home in a new network because it's just an amazing show and I want to see more of it and see different parts of Latinx's stories out on TV.
So shout out to Jen, we love you, aka Kool-Aid with the kale, aka Half-Rican. Shout out to you. If you guys want to follow our next very, very, very special, very important commentator, it's Half-Rican. It's at HAALFRICANN. So Half-Rican with two A's and two N's.
Coming in with the hot take.
Hey, hot take. It was super, super good hot take. Anyways, so yeah, let her do the rest of the talking.
Hey, CYC. Just wanted to talk to y'all about how upset I was when I heard One Day at a Time is canceled. I mean, I'm still upset. Like, shows like these are so important. It highlighted people who are just so unrepresented in TV shows and movies. And, like, Letter One, it had POC characters, a Latina cast who were not side characters or, like, a sassy friend or something. And B... Number B, it discussed mental health and depression so beautifully. Like, I'm Nigerian, or I'm half Nigerian, and I know in, like, Nigerian culture, mental health is just so not talked about as something, like, you need to take care of it. And from what I've heard, it's very similar in other cultures, especially non-white and non-American cultures. And that, I loved how they handled that. And number three, queer representation. And queer representation that was good. Like, I love seeing queer representation done right. And Sid, like a non-binary character. Like, how often do you see those on TV? Like, Sid was unapologetic about their pronouns and unashamed about their pronouns. And I loved Elena and Sid, and seeing at like a queer couple that was just happy, like there weren't any woes and all of that. Like, they were just happy. Like, yes, they did have like conversations and like issues that they solved within the show, but they were happy and they respected each other. And like, you don't see that. And like, One Day at a Time, it told the stories that weren't there, that weren't the ones that weren't being told. Like, a single Cuban American mom with her two kids, one who happens to be gay, and their abuela who came to the U.S. hardly knowing any of the language. Like, someone saw themselves in that show one way or another. I saw myself in this show, and like, it had all of that, and it was good too. Like, it made me cry, but like, even more times it made me laugh. I told my friends to watch it. I made my friends watch it. I made my family watch it. I suggested it to people at work. Like, I cannot stress enough how important this show is. And Netflix just made a huge, huge mistake with this one. So instead, we're getting a fifth season of Fuller House. And don't even get me started on that one, because I watched the first three episodes of that, and I will never get my time back for that. Netflix is wasting their money on keeping Friends or like renewing Fuller House instead of putting their money into refreshing shows that are just so much more diverse. And like, we need to keep diversifying TV and media so everyone's stories can be represented. Well, that's what I have to say. Like, the show, it was one of my favorite shows, and I'm so sad to see that it was canceled. And I hope that maybe another like streaming service, Hulu, Amazon, I don't know, will pick it up, because Netflix, you did something wrong with that one. Thank you.
Last but not least, we have Michelle, who you guys heard from a couple of weeks ago. She was one of the writers for these past three lovely seasons of One Day at a Time, and I'm sure more than all of us, she would love to see the show come back and to create some more stuff for us. So here's Michelle.
One Day at a Time meant everything to me. It was my very first writing job, and not only, you know, was I getting to write for TV, which is what I always wanted to do, but I was getting to write my story and stories that were important to me. And then not only that, but just as a viewer, I got to see stories for the first time that were about me and people like me and people in my family, and I had never gotten that before. And yeah, that's everything.
All right, guys. So that's all everyone that we have for you today. I know there's like 100,000 other people who would love to give their two cents. This is who we got on short notice, and as you can see, there's like 100 reasons per person that like that this show should be renewed.
Oh yeah, and these are amazing takes. Thank you to everyone that has sent those in. We love y'all. Y'all are the best, honestly. And such a
last minute. Yeah,
super last. It was just like, hey, can you send this to me like whenever, like please? So shout out to them. We love all of you. And I guess moving into maybe our own hot takes.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a little bit about it in the beginning, but I mean, obviously we feel very strongly of it. This is our fifth episode that we've done. Holy censoring.
Fifth?
Yeah.
Good.
Drag.
Damn.
Yeah, this will be number five, dude. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's not wholly censored when we did the Michelle interview, but for the most part, right?
Yeah. This is an amazing thing, you guys, and I don't know. Like, I'm still kind of speechless about it, even though we've been talking about this show for five episodes, apparently. I still don't know. Y'all know how we feel. Just save ODAT, please. Hashtag yeah. Save ODAT.
You know, and luckily, in just a few weeks, we're going to get to see Isabella Gomez and Sheridan Pierce, who play Elena and Sid at Calexicon, because they're going to be there repping their people and repping their beautiful non-binary queer relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and we're also going to be there, by the way. We're also going to be doing
we're going to be there too.
Doing a little recording, a little live recording.
You know, no big deal. Yeah, doing our own live recording, you know, our own live podcast finally in front of like, you know, audience of like five. I'm cool with that. Yeah.
Can't wait to see all five of you.
All five of you. It's going to be lit. We're going to play Bad Bunny. It's on.
Bad Bunny, Bad Bunny. But yeah, it's so that hopefully won't be the last of it, because they were there last year, but it was Gloria and Mike and Isabella. So I don't know. What if it is? Like, what if it's our last chance to see, like, this kind of a panel with them, you know?
Yeah, we're going to be all up in that panel and definitely talking about it once more.
Mm-hmm. Should I miss my own panel if it means I go to that panel?
God, yes, yeah. So, save ODAT, guys. Hashtag save ODAT forever. And keep sending us stuff. Keep retweeting. We are here in this fight. And to transition out of our saving ODAT, save CYC.
No, save CYC. No, but in all seriousness, like, this is probably going to be the end of us talking about One Day at a Time. We're going to continue the episode a little bit to talk about the people who are saving CYC and supporting these Latinas, yes. Which is our Patreon donators, which if you want to become one, patreon.com/CYC podcast, and there's several levels, and we're gonna talk about some of the people that support us and how much we like them now. So
yeah, so you guys can tune out if you want, but make sure to follow at CYC podcast on Instagram, the Twitter, which we're very active on both Instagram and Twitter. You can at either one of us. My at is at Fried Papita, and my this is
MYTE Panda, Mike the Panda.
And make sure to rate and review us, because that's what really matters out here, guys, is that, or folks, is that we spread the message, and because representation does matter out here, and it's nice to see two queer Latinx women just doing this shit for themselves without bosses. We produce this shit, Maita edits all this shit, and she works, and we have lives. So thank you so much to all of our supporters, and we love y'all, and rate and review these two badass bitches just making this shit happen for ourselves. Thank you so much. No bosses in this bitch, just us. Okay, ran over.
All right, so
our very first and our very favorite and the one we love dearly, shout out to Denzel all the way from Honolulu. He should be coming back to the mainland soon. We love you. We appreciate your support, and honestly helps us get through so many things, and we thank you, and we can't wait to stan you in real life when you come back to the mainland.
For real. I can't wait to meet IRL, and thank you so much for joining in on this episode and sending in your audio. It really means a lot to us.
And he should be going to LA, hopefully even with me, so you will probably get a chance to meet Denzel and party with another Leo. So.
Hell yeah. Leo squad.
Leo squad.
Mercury's in retrograde. No wonder everything's all fucked up.
Oh, is it in reggaeton? We're in Aries season.
It's in Mercury's in the funniest one. Mercury's in reverse cowgirl.
Reverse cowgirl. I love that. That one shit. Fucking That's killed so me. Fucking funny. It's Selena season. Okay, guys. Fuck Aries season. It's Selena season. Okay.
God.
Thank you so much.
Moving on.
Shout out to our next Patreon, Aaron. He's one of our longest Patreon supporters. I love you. We're both stanning Attack on Titan that's coming out soon and Pokemon. So we're both fucking... He's already knows what Pokemon he's going to get for his starter. So do I. So thank you so much, Aaron, for supporting. You're the shit. Let's trade our... Well, we already have our codes, but let's get to actually playing each other on Smash. Thanks so much. Oh, and shout out to my bae, my love, my roommate. Is that... Yeah, you're my roommate now. We're married. We bought a couch.
Can you call each other roommates if you're like in a whole ass relationship? Does that work that way?
She's my roommate. No, she's not. I mean, I just thought it would be weird if I called her my wife and we weren't really married. But I mean, hey, you know.
But like, what are these? I don't know. I don't know what relationships are like. You know me.
Yeah.
But shout out to Glow. Thank you for joining in on this episode too.
Thanks, I know that baby.
It's not always the funnest thing being on air.
She's very shy and reticent. She's a naturally quiet human being, so this was a lot for her. But thank you. Thanks for being on this episode. Love you, baby. All right, who you got?
And we got a couple more on the Arcoiris level, aka the badasses level on Patreon. And that's Yesenia. Thank you so much for another month of support. It truly means so much to us, and I hope that you received your CYC goodies in the mail, because I sent it off a little while ago. I hope that it's found a good home with you. I'm sure it has. And once again, whenever you're ready to produce an episode, girl, we got you.
Yes, let us know. We're super excited to do whatever the fuck you want.
We love that shit. Okay. And same goes for our other Arcoiris level Patreon supporter, Alejandra. Thank you so much as well for another whole month of support. I hope that you got all your stuff in the mail, and I hope that it's enjoyable. I don't know that you can get some extra decor up in that house, in that casa. I hope you like One Day at a Time, because we're definitely overloading y'all's timeline with that.
Yes.
And whenever you're ready to produce an episode, we are here for you.
Yes. And next on our lovely Patreon supporter list is Marimar. Girl, you was out in LA hanging out with Maite. Y'all went to she was out here, okay? And I'm jealous.
Cumbiaton.
Y'all went to Cumbiaton. Last time I went, I was like super fucked up.
It was like it was a special like Women of Cumbia one. Oh. And like some amazing DJs were in town, and the venue was at Ecoplex, which is an amazing venue. So it was just like exponentially better.
Oh God, I'm so... And shout out to Cumbiaton getting that write up. Shout out, Marima. Yeah.
It was such a great show. DJ, this is a super side note, but DJ Bembona was the fucking best. And she hit up Mulcahete Dominguero the next day. She's a great DJ. Look her up.
Ooh, okay. Shout out. But yeah, Marima, we're going to see you at Klexicon. I'm so excited to get wasted with you, like in real life. So this is exciting for me. Yeah, she's going to be there. I'm super hyped. So she's going to be in our audience probably. So shout out to that.
I hope. All right. And who's next on your list?
Okay, and shout out to our brother.
My big bro, Beto.
Yeah, shout out, Beto. Thanks for supporting another month. You really don't have to, but I'll buy you a Dr. Pepper and we can talk about it. And give my nephew a big-ass hug. I love him. He's like, he's like a tiny version of my brother. A little tiny, chunky version of him, and it's the best.
Aww.
He's cute. And I'm happily entered into Tia season for the rest of my life. And
yes.
I agree with you. It's the best. I'm obsessed with him. He likes...
Literally, no.
He laughed a couple times, and I was like, you're my favorite human. You know, he has a favorite song. It's Natalia La Forcade song.
Oh, my God.
With Los Angeles Azules. It calms him down every time.
He has taste.
He is a baby with taste. I stand my little nephew. So
I stand him too.
Shout out to my little man and my brother. Okay, and then shout out Raciel. Oh my God, style king, aesthetics king. Yes, you can't see us. We're over here like making the rocks.
We're like rock signing it out. Like.
Our style king. We love you. I'm gonna probably see you soon. So like I always do. And,
okay, we don't need to go into how close you are to these people. And,
Glow are like it's so adorable. Like they both go hang out quietly places, and I like. Like, it's adorable. Like, they're just quiet together, and I love it. Like, the water signs are all in one corner, and my crazy ass is over here, like, I'm sober, or, like, I can drink today, you know? And it's so cute. They're all hanging out together. Anyways, shout out to Chrissy. Thank you so much for sending in your audio. It was beautiful. Thank you so much. It means a lot, and I got to hear your voice. What?
I'm so glad that you know that you can come to us and talk to us about all these things that you're feeling, because, you know, that was kind of how this show even started. It was like something happened in this type of queer media community, and we ranted to each other, and now you're one of us.
Yeah, so, yeah, she's like
us.
One of us.
Speaking of, support us this weekend. It comes out this weekend. It comes out tonight. I'm gonna be watching it tonight. Go watch us, Jordan Peele. Moving on.
That does come out tonight. Oh my god, I'm chicken shit. I'll watch it tomorrow. Anyways, thank you so much though. You're the shit. And then shout out Rosaura. She's a new one.
Yeah. What's up, Rosaura?
What's up? What's poppin'? She's a filmmaker and she's the shit. Her Instagram is like full of looks, okay? LEWKS looks, okay? Every time looks. I'm like, okay, like that's like, I wish I could pull off like, well, I don't have a feminine style, so I just think it's amazing. So Ms. shout out to
her. Ad is rosaura.mov.
So. Yes, like a movie file. She's the shit. She's a filmmaker. Go check out her Instagram. It's lit and it has looks. And shout out to Jakey Jake. What's poppin', boo? What's goody? I see you out here with your sunglasses, with your muscles, with your hair.
Photo shoot like every day. Oh, I'm so jealous.
Look, if I was that fine too, I would take pictures every day too of myself and my muscles. I'd be like, hey, hi, hello, just being fine, existing, getting really good sun, getting really good angles. Hello, bitches, I'm here. I would do the same. But thank you so much for supporting. You really, that was out of nowhere. I was so surprised. So thank you so much for the shit, and just keep being beautiful and fucking working it out here with your art and your artistry. So thanks so much, boo.
All right. Now for my faves, because they're all on Cafecito Gang, and
look, they everybody's
just kidding. Just kidding, everybody's yes. My fave.
I claim them too. I love them too.
Yeah, Alicia, thank you so much for another month of support. You've been supporting so long, I can't even believe it. And I hope that someday you make your way over here to the U.S. of A., whether it's at the South or in the West.
We should send like a goodie bag of like hot chips and just
hot chips. God. And also Noelle can't and won't ever forget about you, girl. Like, you've also been supporting for such a long time, and I can't wait to see what awesome creative new project you come up with next.
Yes, she's like the OG supporter and like OG gang, like she's been in this for a minute, and I'm trying to find her Twitch at. Her at on Twitch is Yuki Noelle. It's YUKINOELLE. Shout out to Noelle. Go follow her on Twitch, guys. She's like really out here fucking up the game. It's really interesting. Literally fucking up the game, you guys. So make sure to follow her on Twitch.
And Elisa, thank you for another month of support. I appreciate that so much. Always feel free to reach out to us and talk to us about stuff. It's not the most normal. We usually connect with most of our followers, so we're glad to bring you into that world. And yeah, connect anytime. Thank you for supporting. Last but not least, hey. We have Elena, who I met a while back and was a really, really cool person. And she rides bikes a lot, which is really super cool. And she does it for a cause and has great style.
Yes, make sure to go follow her on Instagram.
Carrillo_Elena. And yeah, thank you so much for another month.
Y'all are all the shit. Thank you so much for existing. Thanks so much for giving to these two brown Latina girls making this shit happen. Thanks again.
patreon.com/CYC podcast if you want your name on this list.
Yes. We would love to shout you out, and then just let us know, like, because y'all get to pick episodes. Like, Denzel has produced an episode coming up, and it's really good, and we're super into it. So anyone else with any ideas, we're down. We'll talk about what you want. So, and I have some other stuff to talk to you about off air about that.
Well, let's end this show then. All right, guys. Thank you to everybody that stuck around to the end. You're the best. Send us a cookie emoji if you made it to the end.
Yeah, send us a cookie emoji. I love cookies. Oh my god, now I'm hungry.
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye.